Blog Talk Radio.
My pleasure and my delight to be with you. It is a beautiful night in Hampton Roads, and that's where I am located in Virginia Beach, Virginia. We are here celebrating life today, celebrating a Thursday to be thankful for, because this is a day that we've never seen before and a day that we will never see again. So I hope you're having a fantastic evening. Hope you had opportunity today to be a blessing to someone else, and to make your life the best life that it can be. So that's what Issues Concerning Women is all about. We're here to empower women and their families, to give them information, to guide them, to inspire them, and to help them live their best lives. So if this is your first time tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show, I want to thank you so much for taking up time out of your busy schedule to listen to my show. If you're a long-time listener, and I have many, I thank you as well. I went on the board the other night to see just how many listeners I had for this year, and it was about 9,000. But since I've been on the show, I've had over 74,000 listeners. So I am very proud that I'm still here. I'm still hanging out with you guys. I really appreciate it. I couldn't do it without you. We never know who's listening to our show, but we reach so many lives, and we'll never know how many we really touch with some of the information that we share with you. If you missed the show last week, you can go back into the archives. My special guest was Veronica McMillan, and she gave awesome information about some upcoming events that she's hosting, and I'm going to partner with her on some things. But tonight, I just want to talk to you a little bit about what's going on and what's happening in Hampton Roads. I want to thank you again for tuning in to the show and hope that you enjoy it as well. I know that I have so much to say and just a little bit of time to say it in, so I want to get started. But before I do anything, I just want to always let you know that I am truly blessed to be a part of your lives every Thursday for about 30 minutes. I also want to give a shout-out to my sister tonight. Her name is Melissa Williams. Coach Williams is in New Jersey. She's doing her Women's Leadership Summit. This is her third annual event. You can go online and find her if you live in the New Jersey, Philadelphia, Maryland area. Please look her up, Coach Melissa Williams. I had the awesome opportunity for attending her event for 2 years, and it was phenomenal. It was an epic event. She's having it in downtown Newark this year, and I am so excited for her and so pleased for her. She has truly been a blessing in my life, and she has blessed many others. She is a woman that you will never forget once you meet her. She is a joy to be around. She has such a good spirit and such an awesome, awesome personality. I've never heard her be upset about anything or be dismayed, or even if she was going through trials and tribulations, you would never know, because she's that type of woman. She is a sister that will lift you up even if she's down, and she will continue to move on, and she doesn't let anything stop her. No grass grows under her feet. She is an awesome woman of God, and you just need to meet her. So New Jersey, Philadelphia, Maryland, Washington, D.C., surrounding areas, Virginia. Go and visit Coastal Lisa this Saturday morning, and I believe her program is from 9 to 5. You can link up with her on Facebook. She's there every single day. She posts something. She is just an awesome woman, and I know that you will get a lot out of meeting her. Last week, Veronica McMillan was my guest, and she's another sister that I have the awesome privilege of knowing and being a part of my life, and she shared some wonderful things about upcoming events in Hampton Roads. She has started an initiative for women, and she wants to do a women's business series, and she will do it because nothing's going to stop her either. She's just that type of woman that she makes up her mind to do something, and she's going to move forward with it. She's also doing a program called Uplift, and this is a program that is designed for non-violent offenders to be able to find gainful employment. That is something that we all have been talking about. Our work in the career services arena, so we're constantly talking about employability. How do you get back to work? Where do you start? Do you go back to school? All of the things that run across your mind. And I know this is coming to the end of summer, so you may not be in that mood yet, but September will be here before you know it. If you are looking to go back to school, if you're looking to advance your career, you might want to think about calling some of the local colleges and finding out just what they have to offer. I do know that they are enrolling now. If you want more information, you can contact me offline at 757-567-6734, and I can give you some pointers and directions on places that you can go, people that you can talk to. Some of the ladies that we know that are listening have not completed their high school education, and they need to get their GED. So there are programs all over Hampton Roads, and I'm sure in every city they have a GED program. So just wherever you are, start wherever you are right today. You can't change yesterday. Have no regrets about your life. Just move forward. You know, if we could change things, sometimes I even think that, what difference would it make? Because this is my life that God has ordained for me. Why would I want to go back and change anything? I'm just going to continue to move forward, be ready, willing, and able when God opens the doors for me, and I want you to do the same thing. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening and you've been thinking about going back to school and you need to have a starting point and you haven't continued your education, you didn't get your high school diploma, go out there and sign up and get your GED. Now, let's say you have completed high school and you've taken a few classes for college, or you've never started college, but you wanted to do so. This is the time to start thinking about that. So tonight I want to encourage you. I want you to know that you can do whatever you set your mind to if you just have faith and hope and understanding and know who God truly is. I have an awesome privilege of speaking to women all over the world and talking to them about where they want to go and what they want to do. In some countries, women still can't get an education, but we have the privilege to do that here in the USA. So please don't miss your opportunity. The boat will sail without you. If you didn't get your ticket, you can't get on and you can't ride. So you know what? Don't miss your chance. Don't let the boat cruise away and not be on it and be ready. This is the time of year when you start thinking about your future. I know some people don't want to think too far in advance. You don't want to get your hopes up high. But if you never make any plans, if you never decide to do anything, then you're always going to be stuck right where you are. And so many of us are stuck. I listen to people every single day. I talk to people every day. This is what I do. I talk to them about their future. Where do they want to go? How do they want to get started? But, you know, you can only do what you can do in a day. You have no ability to know what tomorrow will bring. You don't have a crystal ball, and if you do, you shouldn't be using it. And if you don't believe me, trust me, that you cannot predict the future. You do not know what tomorrow holds. All you have is the hope for something awesome to happen. That's where your faith comes in. You have to have greater faith. You have to believe that whatever that God has ordained for you is there for you. You have every opportunity to what has been already predestined before you were born that you would do. So think about that. What is it that you always wanted to do? And yesterday I shared with a young lady who had so much on her plate, she couldn't even think. She was just so overwhelmed. She was in tears when she sat in my office. She did not even know how she was going to get through the rest of the day. But I told her, okay, you know, you finish crying, let's suck it up, let's get things going. Let's make a list. Let's see what we have to do. At 12 o'clock, you need to do this. At 12:30, you're going to do this. At 5 o'clock, you're going to do this. 5:30, you're going to do this. At 6, you're going to do this. That's how you get through a tough day. You have to plan it out. You have to stop. And I do a program every first and third Thursday of the month called Faith Break. And I actually do this each and every day. But I don't have sponsorship for the other Thursdays. But, you know, I know God can open that door, too, so I won't say any more about that. But on the Faith Break show, what I actually talk about, and it's a local station, it's 1270 AM, the gospel station, I talk about taking those 15 minutes. You might be in your lunch break. You might be driving in your car. Just say a little prayer. Just ask God to open your heart, your mind, and your spirit to whatever he has for you. And then think about where you are. Take a moment to shut down from your busy work with the kids, if you're at home, if you're out at the playground, if you're wherever you are, if you're at the mall, just take a moment just to sit down and to breathe, to live your life, to be in the present. So many of us are so stuck in the past, we can't even live in the present. We can't even do our everyday that we need to do because we can't get past yesterday. We can't get in today. So if you're not in the present right now, you need to get in the present. You need to stop what you're doing. Even if you're listening to my voice, you can still hear me. Stop what you're doing. Close your eyes and bring yourself to the present. Know who you are. Take a deep breath. Feel yourself. Feel what's on the inside of you. And I know sometimes we don't want to feel because what we feel is hurt and anger and frustration, aggravation, humiliation. We feel all of these things, but we have to feel. We have to have those feelings going on the inside of us for us to be able to do some things. So what's on the inside of us has to come out of us. What has to be nurtured and to be taken care of. If your mind and your body and spirit are not as one, you're going to have problems. And I don't care who you are. It can be from the pulpit to the outhouse. It does not matter who you are. If you are not in sync with your mind, your body, and your spirit, you're going to have trouble. And I tell that to my clients and the people that I talk to all the time. I'm not always, you know, 110%, but I always try to be at my best, whatever that is for that day, because some days are better than others for us. So if you're taking that 15-minute Faith Break and you're just shutting everything down, you're not thinking about anybody, if you have the opportunity, if you're not driving, if you're in the car, if you can pull the car over, just for a few minutes, just to breathe. We're in such a hurry. We're carrying around so much. Our hearts are heavy laden and they're burdened with so many things. We can't even think about how we're going to get to the next point because we can't even see from point A to point B because so many things are blocking it for us. So just take those few moments to deep breath and to breathe. We need to exercise our minds as well. We need to be sharp and to focus on what we want to get done. We need to exercise our bodies so that they can be in shape. And I'm not saying you have to go to the gym every day, but that's not a bad thing. If you go and get on a treadmill and do some, you know, some push-ups and some sit-ups, that's nothing bad about that. I need to do it more. I do. I am doing it. I feel better. I probably look better, too. But I still have a long ways to go because I have neglected to take care of my body. And when we do that, we actually begin to feel sluggish and tired and run down. And I'm not excluding myself because you heard me say I can talk about who I am. I can know who I am. There's no doubt in my mind that everything that I do, it is for a reason. And sometimes even if I don't know the reason, I can still talk to myself and say, you know what, you need to do this now. You can't continue to procrastinate and to wait. Sometimes when God opens that door, you have to be ready to move through it. So if you're taking the time to shut everything else down, then you can actually hear what it is that you need to do. You can feel when you need to move. The spirit man on the inside of you will begin to rise up, and you'll feel this boldness about you and that you need to get something done. You can't hold back any longer, and you cannot just sit there and do nothing. You just got to move and get things going again. You have to take the momentum and to move. And sometimes it may take a moment. It may take a day or two. But don't stay where you are. Start thinking about how good your life could be. how you can make some changes, how you can think differently, how you can sing a song and just bring some joy to your life. Because we walk around and we talk about we want to be happy, but we don't have any joy. Happiness doesn't last. But if you have joy, then you can feel the spirit on the inside of you begin to move because you have joy. We talk about joy in our hands and our feet and our heart. We all have to experience that sometimes. And I know for a lot of Christians, and I meet a lot of people who are Christians, they don't fully know the joy that of the Lord. Why? Because they don't fully let themselves go. They don't fully take that opportunity to release it all to God. I know we talk about surrendering everything to Him and letting Him be our God, but we never do that. Because if we do that, then He's in full control of our life. But as long as you think that you're controlling something, then you start to feel like, well, I got this thing, you know, I can move on. But I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the moment that you decide to let go and let God, your life will take a different turn. I'm sitting here, I'm getting goosebumps just talking about it. It will take a whole new dimension. There will be such a great transformation in your life. And I know that it's hard for us sometimes to let go and let God. It's hard for us to let Him be in control of us because we're thinking that, you know what, I have to control this. I have to monitor the household situation and be in control of the children. And if I'm on my job, I got to be in control of everything. But I'm telling you, I guarantee if you accept it, step out on faith, know who you are, and let God be your God, your whole life will be different. There will be so many changes that you won't even be able to fully understand them or fully comprehend everything that is going on. But you know what we have to do? Is always more than we ever expected that we had to do. And sometimes other folks have expectations about us that we don't even know about because they see something in us that we don't even see because we'll never open up our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to all that we can be. I'm just so amazed tonight when I talk about how the body has to all be in sync. And so many people don't know that. So many people think that they are controlling everything about themselves, that they've made the right decisions. But you can't do any of this by yourself, and that's the other key that I want you to take with you tonight. You can't do it alone. You always need somebody to help you. So if you're out there and you're thinking you're alone, you're not alone. There are many men and women who are out to help you, who can help you to move forward if you feel stuck and in a rut, people who can help you transform and just be the beautiful person that you really want to be. But you've never been given the opportunity. You've had so much on your shoulders, and it has weighed you down, and you just could not move. But I'm telling you, let it go. Don't pick it back up either, because that's what we'll do. We'll let something go, and 2 days later, we're talking about the same thing that we said that we let go of. And if you continue to carry all that around with you, then you're surely going to be worn down. You're surely going to be worn out. But I just wanted to share with you tonight a few things, and one of them is to let it go. Whatever it is that's pressing you down, let it go. Be free from it. Let the bondage be broken tonight because you can do that. You have the ability to do that. Once you connect with your higher being, if it's your Lord, your God, whoever you call upon, and, you know, I serve one God, and His name is the Lord, and He is the Father of Jesus Christ, and I do believe in the Holy Spirit. So I cannot be ashamed of what I believe in. And maybe you don't, but maybe you believe that there is a God and there is a higher being, and that's fine. But as long as you know you can't do it by yourself, you have to have someone to help you. And if you hear people saying, I did this on my own, nobody helped me to do this, then you know that there's a problem. We can do nothing by ourselves. We always need a helping hand. We always need a brother or sister to pull us up a little bit or to push us when we need to be pushed. We may not think that we need anybody. We may think we can do it on our own, but I can tell you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, if you are doing it alone, then there's something wrong. There's definitely something wrong. You do need to have help. You do need to have other people to talk to. You do need to have people to support you. But you only need one master to guide you and let Him be your guide. Tonight, we are talking about helping yourself, and then you'll be able to help others. knowing who you are and what you want, releasing all the things that are holding you down and letting them go so that you can move on and have joy in your life, because until you do that, you won't be able to have any joy. No one said it was going to be easy, this life that we walk in. And I know that so many of my sisters and brothers are in a state of depression. We just lost Robin Williams. He committed suicide, and that was devastating to me because you know that he was a very funny man, great actor. But we also know that there were hidden things that he probably had to deal with. There were addictions and other things that he had to deal with, and that's okay. But he had been dealing with them, and he had been moving on, and he had taken control of his life. But at some point in time, he became weak, and something just took over him, took over his mind, his body, and his spirit. And that's so sad. There are so many people that are walking around in a state of depression. They're just going through the motions. They're not even focusing on what they need to be doing, which is get up in the morning and do just enough to get by. But I'm telling you, we need to help our brothers and sisters identify the problem when they are in a state of depression, when they are in an anxiety mood. We need to be able to help them, to walk them through some things. And if we can't, we need to direct them to who they need to go to. If you're seeing a behavior change in someone that you care about, you need to speak to that person about that and let them know that I love you and I care about you and I want to know what's going on with you. And if you generally don't care about them, then don't mess with them. But if you really care about them and you really want them to be healthy, then you talk to them. I talk all day long, and I'm telling y'all, all day long, 7, 8, 9, 10 hours a day, I talk to people about where they are, what they're feeling. How can we help them turn something around? How can the situation be changed? How can they just take the few hours that they have left in a day and get some things done? Because so many of us are not even getting anything done. We're going through the motions and nothing's getting done. We're just spinning our wheels. So let's think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Let's think about how we can help first ourselves, because if you're not healthy, you surely can't help anybody else. But then when you become stronger in your belief and healthy in your mind, your body, and your spirit, I want you to pay it forward and help somebody else. Help somebody else to move from where they are. They're stuck, and they cannot move, and we want to help them. And that's why I do Issues Concerning Women, because I do want to help. I do want to be a part of the community where people can go to and turn to and receive some words of inspiration and some words of wisdom and some knowledge. I don't know everything about everything, but I know a little bit about a whole lot of things. And I can share what I have learned with others. I don't mind sharing what I know. And a lot of my gifts are God-given gifts, but I do share them because I know that God didn't just give them to me for me. He gave them to me to give to somebody else. He gave them to me as a foundation for me to build on and to be able to move forward and to help those that are in my path. You know, sometimes people are only with you for a short period of time, so you need to take that opportunity and to do what you have been ordained to do. But first, you must know your purpose. You must know who you are. You must know why you are here. You must know what it is that you need to do next. And all of these things take time and patience and understanding and the guidance of someone other than yourself. I know that I've said a lot tonight, but I really want you to fully understand what Issues Concerning Women is about. We're an organization that has been in existence since 2007. We are future state. We're not going anywhere. I don't care what other projects I work on. I'm always going to be, as long as I'm able to, be a part of Issues Concerning Women and to share with others what I have learned and what I know and what God has given me as gifts and talents, and to just lift someone up and not be ashamed of who I am and what God has given me. And that's why I connect with people like Veronica McMillan and Robin Ferriby and Jennifer Hyman and Lisa, Coach Lisa, and my good friend Dr. Hayward Horton, who's in Albany, New York. These are people that are in my life that mean so much. And there are many, many others, but these are the ones that I speak to regularly. Yolanda Hinton, she's another one. She does the anti-bullying program. So it's many people that I'm connected with that we share so much together. We bond together and we help each other and we lift each other up. And we need to continue to do that as a community and then also as a nation. So wherever you are tonight and you can hear the sound of my voice, be that person that goes out to be a blessing to somebody else. See, it's not all about you all the time, but it's always about what you can do to help someone else. Because if you're giving, then as you give gifts that you share with others, you're truly going to be blessed. And we know that's just the law of the land. That's just what happens. You don't have to be what people call a religious person, but you do have to know who you are, know your purpose in life, know why you were brought here, know why you're still here, know that you can be a help to someone else, but you have to be right first in your mind, your body, and your spirit. So tonight I'm encouraging you to get it right, to let some things go, to lay them down at your altar, wherever that may be. I don't care if it's in your bathroom. I don't care if you're sitting at your kitchen table. Just lay it down right now, and just don't pick it back up. Just lay it down. Release it right now so that you can move on with your life. Stop holding on to the past and move forward. Today you had another opportunity to get it right, and you still have a few more hours in this day to get it together. But if God is willing and you wake up in the morning, then it's going to be a new day that you can find joy, a new day that you can work on what you need to work on, a new day that you can release your mind, that you can be open to whatever it is that you're supposed to do. So just think about that tonight as you are about to end the night and shut it down. Continue to know and make your list and continue to write things down and to set your goals, because without goals, you normally don't accomplish much if you don't plan it. See, there's power in the plan. I keep talking about that. And that book is going to be released because I have to wait until God says so. But it's edited, it's ready to go, and it may be soon. It may be released, you know, sooner than I think. But I'm just holding on to it until I know that it's the perfect moment for me, because I've been talking about this book for a couple of years, and anybody that's been listening to my show know it as well. There is power in the plan. So plan what you need to do for as long as you need to do that. Set some goals. If you're taking that faith break the last 15 minutes, I applaud you because you've done something for yourself. We need to, and I need to as well. I'm not going to leave myself out, to take opportunities where we can just sit down and relax and clear our minds and be open to whatever it is that has been ordained for us. We need to walk in our destinies. We need to be proud of who we are. We need to lift a helping hand to someone who is less fortunate than us. We need to partner with our other sisters and brothers so that we can do some things and get some things done. We need to be available. We need to be present. And if you're not present, you know that you're not. Because you can't function if you're not present. You can't think if you're not present. You cannot do what you need to do because you're not fully released of some things that you've been holding on to. And the last point I want to make tonight is about forgiveness. If someone has hurt you, if someone has caused you pain, then you must forgive them. If you don't forgive them, you won't be able to move on what you need done for you and for those around you. Be a blessing to someone. Be an inspiration to others. But forgive. Let go. And some people say, well, I forgive, but I won't forget. But you have to forgive and you have to move on. Now, the forgetting part, it may take longer for some, but you still have to work on that as well. I encourage you to get those journals out, to get to writing, to make plans for tonight if you need to. And if you are blessed in the morning, to sit down and to think about how your day is going to go and get those things done that you need to get done. This is an awesome time to be here on this earth. We have so many opportunities afforded to us, and we don't want to miss any of them. So, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show tonight. It's been my pleasure and my delight to be with you. I thoroughly enjoyed sharing just a few of my thoughts, my 2 cents worth, with you tonight, and I look forward to being back with you on next Thursday, if God's willing. So God bless you all. Thank you so very much for tuning in to the show. I will be back next Thursday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you would like to contact me after the show, my number is 757-567-6734, or you can connect with me on Facebook. I'm Francine Allen Humphrey. Just hit me up on Facebook, and I surely will confirm and be your friend. So thank you so much. Thank you for continuing to share your time with me, and I look forward to being with you next week. God bless you all, and have a good night.